This is True Really News with Scott Combs and Tony Verchinis. All the news you're about to hear is true. Really, as far as you know.
An Ecuadorian merchant said he returned home from a business trip to find his house and everything in it had been carried away by thieves.
Now, the thieves either had a really, 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 really big truck or he lives in a really, really tiny house.
The man told police that he found only a vacant lot last week where his modular home had been. Neighbors confirmed that, yes, four men had come, disassembled the house, which he'd money earlier, and carried it off.
I hate it when it only takes four guys to disassemble the house.
As the investigation continues, this guy's up in a hotel.
When the toilet at the Bremo Bluff, Virginia post office began overflowing a few months ago, and we're just hearing about this now, this gives me an icky mind picture. The building's septic tank became like a long overdue letter. See, nobody could find it.
Ba-dum-bum.
Oh, my God. Erected in the 1950s, or possibly earlier, nobody really knows. After all, this is a governmental agency.
It's a post
agency.
Office. Yeah. They don't like to have its age out there.
The post office apparently was built without a septic tank.
That spinning noise you hear is an engineer going, damn, I knew I forgot something.
Oops. Even postmistress... Cute. Even postmistress Joan Colley, resplendent in her thigh-high boots and riding crop.
Wrong kind of mistress, but carry on.
All righty. Doesn't know where the sewage line goes, and they can't get anyone to follow it anywhere.
They did.
The workmen hired to fix the overflow couldn't find a tank, and when they tried to install one with a drain field, they discovered the soil was unsuitable. Oh, my God.
So if this was built in the 1950s, apparently everything's just been...
Started a rumor about shutting down the office. Instead, a portable toilet was installed outside the building to clean the air on both counts. Meanwhile, the County Board of Supervisors agreed to allow a contractor to haul the waste to another location for disposal. While a contract is arranged, a portable toilet will have to do. At least, Colley said, she won't have to keep bothering former postmistress Margie Reardon, she resplendent in the thigh-highs and riding crop, whose nearby home has served as a relief station.
It's going to be embarrassing. Can I use the...
You have any coffee?
I wanted noted, by the way, it took us till Wednesday to get into potty humor.
Well, and boy, have we ever.
It's pretty good for us. Here's one of those day brighteners. This is one of those stories you go, wow.
Cool.
Yosemite Sam, 180-pound St. Bernard, kept his owner, Kathy Zarentz, afloat for nearly half an hour after she had a brain aneurysm while swimming in the Susquehanna River.
Huh? He's as good as having a dolphin.
Well... better, he dries off and goes home with you. Zarentz underwent emergency surgery and was released. She's recuperating at home now, surrounded by her pup. She's got a Rott, a Great Dane, two mixed breeds. We call them
mutts.
And, of course, two-year-old Sam. Zarentz took all the dogs to the river for their daily exercise back July 18th. She headed to her usual out-of-the-way spot where the dogs could romp in the water without having to have their leashes on. She waded in as well, and all of a sudden she said, I started to hear this loud roar. Within seconds, her body went limp, and I told Sam, hold on to Mom, she's in trouble. Zarentz wrapped her arms around the dog's huge neck. The current began to carry her and Sam downstream until Sam could scramble up onto a rock and get his body in front of her to kind of stabilize her. After nearly half an hour in the water, she set foot again on dry land with slow, deliberate steps. Sam still at her side.
You've been listening to This Is True Really News with Scott Combs and Tony Verchinis.
Send email to lightspeedtitr@hotmail.com.